Hare Krishna. Question from Dinbandhu Prabhu. Why does Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offer obeisances to even the readers in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Answer, multiple reasons. Firstly, it is a natural expression of humility. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he even says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually, I am lower than a worm in the stool and I am very fallen. So he is considering that even the readers may be elevated Vaishnavas. And in that, out of his natural humility, he is offering obeisances. That's firstly. Secondly, if we see, Chaitanya Charitamrita was a very critical book in Gaudiya Vaishnava history. So it is written in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's legacy came in two primary places, the Bengal Orissa area, where the devotees wrote primarily biographical books in Bengali. And his legacy also came in Vrindavan, where the Goswamis wrote books philosophical books in Sanskrit. So now, this was sort of, there was pastime books and there's philosophy books, and there was a divorce between the two. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a person who was born and brought up in Bengal, lived hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in his childhood from Indam Das Thakur and Lochin Das Thakur's books. And then he went to Vrindavan and he studied under the Goswamis. And after studying under the Goswamis, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is like, it manifests the marriage of Bengali Gaudiya Vaishnavism and Vrindavan Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So, that's why it is a book which combines pastimes and philosophy. It is a biography, but within the biography, there is elaborate philosophy given. And also, that's why, although other Goswamis wrote the books in their books in Sanskrit, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote his book in Bengali. Normally, Vrindavan, not many Bengali people are there. So, if he's writing the book in Vrindavan, why should he write a book in Bengali? Because he systematized the theology of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because different devotees had written different books, and some people had also started imitating and deviating from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we see in the 11th, 12th, 13th chapter, in the 10th, 11th, 12th chapters, he gives, the chapters are just filled with long lists of Vaishnavas. The branch expansions of Lord Nityananda Vamsha, the expansions of Gadadhar, the expansions of Advaita Acharya. So why is he doing like this? Because he is giving a list of which Vaishnavas are authorized followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and which are not authorized followers. So in that sense, actually before, totally it is described that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, 27 biographies were written of his. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the last biography. And after this biography was written, there was no need for any other biography. This became the defining biography. So, in that sense, he is writing the book also for Vaishnavas. So, that's why he chooses the language of Bengali. And he also writes so that those who are practicing Vaishnavas, they can understand who are true followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are not true followers. Who are authentic, who are not authentic, and what they should be following. So, because he is naturally humble, because he is writing for devotees, and because he is writing about devotees, so in that sense, because he is writing to devotees primarily, so his offering of obeisances is also an indication of both the mood of the book and the purpose of the book. So, even as Srila Prabhupada, when he would write to his disciples, he would naturally be the spiritual master. But he also offers this, he says, please accept my blessings. So he's not offering obeisance, but he's writing like a spiritual master, writing to his disciples. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does not put himself in that position. Because he's writing to people who are already practicing Vaishnavas to tell them what is the actual Siddhanta. So that's why he also offers obeisances to his readers. So both ways, from the mood of natural humility of the author and the purpose of the book to systematize Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we can understand from that perspective his offering obeisances. Thank you. Hare Krishna.